UQ banned. The University and College Union, UQU, has been banned from attending a meeting that was hosted at Teesside University on the 21st of July. The meeting concerned the university's decision to force all staff to justify their work and reapply for their jobs or face redundancy over the summer. No explanation has yet been given by Teesside University to make clear the rationale behind this, though what is clear is that this process is highly likely to be damaging to the morale of its staff. In a double whammy by the university, and to further add insult to injury, the 27 professors, the vast majority who are members of the UQU, have now been told they may only send two representatives in their place. The Socialist Party agrees with the UQU that the decision to deprive their staff of fair and democratic representation is unacceptable. Challenging both the thoughtless decision and speculative timing, over 750 academics have now signed an open letter condemning in the strongest terms the university's plans and decision. A statement released by UQU regional official John Bryant said, "Facing a summer of uncertainty is bad enough. But then to be told that your trade union cannot be part of the collective consultations is like kicking you when you are down." He confirmed that the UQ would be doing all that it can to challenge the university and to support its members. "Not being allowed in will not stop our voice being heard," he said. "The Socialist Party stands in solidarity with UQ and will continue to support them in their struggle." James Hunter, Newcastle Socialist Party.